Is that another box?
Does this ever stop?
It's either me or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys.
Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us.
Toy collecting!
Transform!
MWIGTKM, my wife is going to kill me.
Obi-Blonde Kenobi.
Oh, wow, you are dumb.
All right, man's man, we'll see you on the flip-flop.
I tend to lash out to protect my loved ones.
Travis.
At least he's just giving it the old whoppity-dop-dop.
It just keeps growing.
Man, it's good stuff.
Oh, shoot.
Jeremy.
Don't encourage him.
I hope the cat pisses on you.
You're reading again, aren't you?
I like everything, so just tell me stuff.
Steve.
I'm being misrepresented here. You got no power over me, you harpy.
Did you put a period at the end of that statement?
MWIGTKM, my wife is going to kill me. MWIGTKM, my wife is going to kill me.
All right, everybody. Pete here says we're ready to go.
Whoppity dop dop.
We decided to have a pre-show meeting just as the music, we were supposed to start talking, and now I'm all fucked up. More than normally, Lee. I'm fucked up. I'm just totally fucked.
More than normally here.
I am Lord Stephen Bisciotti, regardless of how fucked up I am.
Very.
You get what you get.
He's super fired up, and I love it.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 232.
232. I love how each week we're rapidly approaching my weight. So, because we have a much better chance of recording up to what I weigh than me losing pounds to what we record, just so everybody's clear.
After this week.
Oh, yeah.
I went the other way a little bit.
I think we all did.
Yeah, boys, you guys sunk right back.
Derby,
I was so proud.
I swear, every time we're eating, Derby just sat there smiling.
Just watching you guys pig the fuck out. I was like, yeah! Fall off that wagon.
Come back to me.
Yeah, come down on the ground with this fella.
Oh, Jeremy DeWitt is here. How you doing, Jeremy?
Hey!
Travis Bowles is here. How you doing, Trav?
Yo.
Next to him across from me is Pete McCarthy.
What it is, motherfucker?
Together, the three of them make the best three co-hosts a host could have.
I know.
Well, we're back. We are back from LegionsCon 2021.
Getting it.
It was a trip.
It was a hoot.
Hoot and a half.
Yeah. It's like a hootin'.
I feel like we're missing
hooter and a half.
Look, like we're missing some people.
We are.
Being that we shared this experience with six and there's only four here. So we do have to take a shout out to Wealthy Nate.
Wealthy Nate in his sailboat.
Nate's sitting somewhere with a butler bringing him some tea.
On a sailboat.
Sail away, sail away, sail away.
Listening to classical music.
Putting down middle class folks,
checking out his he's rummaging through a drawer full of monocles. And of course, the big handsome Swede himself, Emil Wikman. Where is he? He's got to be here. He should be here.
He should be here.
He should just move here.
He should just move here.
Yeah.
And so should Nate. They're wealthy people live here too.
We have some classy areas.
We've got some stuffy rich neighborhoods that he could move into.
Yeah, there's a handful. Those are the ones you go to at Halloween because they give out the full candy bars.
Hells yeah. Shit, North Muskegon is all Nate Strong's. So
I got out of the van and looked down at my sweatpants, and I was like, I don't know if I really belong here.
I walked into his house. I'm like, I look homeless. Probably thinks I'm going to steal something from him.
Like I said, too, we're cruising down the road, you know, through the security gate, and everybody's like looking out their windows like, those people don't. Are they selling something? What are they doing here?
Well, you saw the cops go by right by the house. Somebody called. I think Nate's wife called the cops. They drove real slow by.
There's five strangers in my house. They look homeless.
The one with the She's beard looks kind of rapey.
Yeah, just sitting, standing there, kind of just uncomfortably, like, because she was there, but she didn't. Man, she looked like it was torture to make small talk with us.
Talk about
just with you. She was a sweetheart to me.
That's true. That is. I'm. It's just God, you. I'm homeless.
Talk about
homeless and creepy.
That's why I don't talk to women.
I didn't. I or tried children. Not to. I didn't want to or scare people. Her. I was hoping she'd just see my clean teeth and be like, "Oh, he's not that bad."
In all seriousness, we literally roll in there and she's like, "Got coffee for us and
donuts."
Donuts, awesome. And they get bottled water. And she was a very gracious host.
Oh, and it was Evian.
Which I was a little disappointed because I'm like, where's the Voss, cheap ass motherfucker?
Yeah.
You know, was it fun hanging out with Nate? And obviously, Emil, we'll talk a ton about him, but Trevor, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Trevor.
Yeah. 1-6 shooter. He's a good time.
He's
good
a man's
dude.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Good dude.
I don't. Of do course. You think he was like, man. I'm really slumming it with these dudes.
Yeah, he was. I mean, I felt that way, so why wouldn't he?
Right?
It's like, fuck, I got these fucking three idiots. I got wealthy Nate, who's fucking over there freaking shining his shoes. And I got the foreigner. It was awesome. And I got 1-6 shooter over there.
Just classing up the joint.
I feel like 1-6 wanted to like take pictures of us for some sort of a like lower middle cast documentary. You know, he's gonna call it How the Other Half Live.
Did you notice how he turns his head and he sees things and then he makes that little noise like like he's constantly taking pictures.
Mental photos.
Yeah. He like looks around. He like gets at a perfect angle. He's like, ooh. You guys notice that?
I did not.
You ever meet 1-6 shooter?
I just thought that was his back.
That's the kind of stuff he does.
Give me a smirk. Yeah. I'm loving it.
So I got to tell you, when I was telling people about how the fact that Emily flew to New Jersey.
Sat for 3 hours in a layover.
Yeah.
Got on another plane and flew to us.
Yeah.
To ride 12 hours in a car back to New Jersey.
Well, he did it to spend 2 magical days with me.
Oh,
so that's the real reason.
Magical.
The torture was the, oh yeah, I get it. Man, they're like, wow, there's something wrong with that guy. And I go, yep.
Yeah.
That's why he fit in.
Yeah. He's one of us now.
Yep.
Wonder we're one of him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of hoping that he goes back and he just assumes that everyone here is like us, you know?
Awesome.
It's just a country full of loud, fat, smelly assholes.
Who just say what they want.
When they want.
Yeah.
Regardless of who's around. Give pizza to fucking junkies. You know? Stay in hotels that smell like urine.
It seemed like the right thing to do. He lost his money. He couldn't afford his donuts. I was like, I've eaten 6 pieces of pizza already, plus dinner like an hour ago. So I
looked
at
him.
Yeah, that was a bad.
That was really bad.
Or good, I guess.
Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah, whatever. It was great.
That hotel was not that bad. Once I got in my room and locked the door, I felt safe.
Oh my God, their fashion sense was shit though.
But that was them trying to upgrade, but they just couldn't do it all at the same
time.
Yeah,
it's like they do it once every 10 years.
Right, well, they do one thing. Carpet, but now the carpet doesn't match the walls. They do the walls,
right.
You know.
Right, the wallpaper was done in 1983. Right.
And then in 1993, they did the carpet.
Right. There was fruit penises on the wall.
There was fruit penis.
There was fruit penis.
I had the exact same one in my room. And yeah. After we were in your room, I was like, oh, we got it too, Emil. Let's
They're like, buy 400 prints of the fruit penises.
We gotta hang those in the fucking rooms.
Somebody pointed out they looked like penises. They were all on clearance. Yeah. Hey, this is Phil and Days in Wyndham in the armpit of New York. Can you send me 400 of those?
Oh, shit.
Fuck. God, that place. It wasn't that bad.
Our wing of the hotel was very nice. The other wing was people that were living there.
Yeah.
So
our toilet and our bathtub got clogged up.
That might have been Jeremy's.
Did you say your toilet and your bathtub?
Yeah, our bathtub, yeah, it was filling like every day. It was just like, yeah. It's like up to our fucking knees.
And I couldn't whack off in the shower because I didn't want my cum to get stuck in his leg. Because that's just rude. You know what I mean?
That's very considerate of you, Pete.
Yeah. You could have just like hashtag threw in the toilet or something.
I heard
first world problems.
Was it Trevor that was complaining about no pressure in his bed?
Had a different shower head, and it was like they were joking about it being like the one from the Seinfeld episode, the low flow one. Mm. Ours was nice. Our shower head was nice.
Didn't really. I mean, didn't really need it. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Whatever you say, beard straightener.
Fuck yeah. I got to cover up the fact that I don't have a chin somehow.
I couldn't believe you pulled that out. Fucking beard straightener.
Wait a minute. You brought the beard straightener
with
you?
Oh, yeah.
I said, hey, man, you ready to go?
How do you not snap a picture of that?
I just got to straighten my beard real quick.
Oh, my God,
I said, you're fucking what?
It was like a serious thing. Like, I had to go dry it over in fucking Nate's room, Nate and Trevor's room.
Yeah.
And then once it was all puffy and dry.
They'll let you dry your beard. They will not let you shit in their room, though. Fuck you, 1-6 shooter.
So then once it was dry, I went back and... It was actually... I got it for Christmas last year. Beard straightener. No, maybe it was 2 years ago. Whatever.
I want everyone to be aware of the fact that a lot of people out there think that email is amazing. Guess what?
They ain't wrong.
Yeah, that dude is amazing.
And you have no idea, because to spend the time that we got to spend with him, he only got more amazing as the weekend went. I legit choked up when I said goodbye to him.
Yeah, if he had a uterus, I went back and hid in the van. I would leave my wife.
But you have children, so why can't you leave your wife? You want more? Holy fuck, do you want more kids?
I would hope that he's into polygamy.
Do you want more kids, Steve?
No.
Then why do you need him to have a uterus that works?
Well, it just makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, in my brain, it does.
Well, your brain is broken, just like Emil's uterus.
That dude was like an onion, man. Just kept peeling
layers,
back, man. Layer
He's
back
right,
layers. And in the end, he was like this. It was like a fucking, he became a butterfly.
There was a flower. There was a flower inside that onion.
It's like he had his, and just spread his wings.
And inside the flower was a butterfly.
He was gorgeous.
Inside the butterfly was guts, and we killed it on accident.
So if you want to know what this car ride was like, you need to be in the support group. Or no, I'm sorry, the Patreon group or the ride down, right?
The Patreon on the ride down, support group on the ride back.
Yeah. Yep.
And the ride down was better.
Well, it was, I think, the ride down, because we were in a traffic jam.
We were legit, like, in a standstill traffic jam.
The ride down video was better.
Yeah.
Is what I meant. But, yeah.
I was funny in both of them. So.
Oh, definitely.
Especially the 10 minutes you talked to your wife at the middle of the one.
Which, I'm the only one that saw even talk to their wives.
My wife got pissed at me.
I was like...
I was texting. She was cool.
I'm like, you guys realize eventually you're going back there, right? You probably should pretend like they fucking exist.
God, I wish Heidi would have been excited for me to get home.
Okay, let's tell that story.
What?
I fucking pull up to the driveway, and Heidi is standing in the fucking front window in a little black nightie waiting for Travis.
That's weird.
So I get...
The floor is just sopping wet.
Oh, so I walk in there, and I help him carry his stuff in. Not that I needed it. I was trying to catch a glimpse. And I help him get his stuff in there, and I say, see, I gave him a big hug, and I left. And I was like, yeah. So I'm on my way home, and I get there, and I got fucking baby in the bed and wiener dog in the bed. And
I got
God
home.
Damn it.
I got home, walked in the bedroom. Courtney gets out of bed, is wearing a nice little Dang. Outfit, yeah. Hot little outfit.
Yeah.
Opens up the drawer, slides down some sweatpants, and goes back to bed.
Oh, you're home.
And he still hasn't found what he's looking for.
Oh,
Jeremy's yeah. like, Laura still doesn't know I'm home. So,
pretty much. No, I got home and I just went in there, poked her, said, I'm home. She just held my hand for a second. Then, all right, then.
All right.
All right, peace out.
Yeah.
Are we ready to talk about G-Con?
Let's talk about G-Con.
About G-Con.
My gosh.
Mm-hmm. Which, let's be realistic, they're probably contemplating changing it to P-Con. But
you were a star.
It's a fucking
It's really
star.
Weird. I'm kind of lost for words about it.
Did you guys feel just like a little special? Like
a little this, special?
Yeah, just like
dude,
this.
Dude, I felt so like, special, like I should have been on a short bus wearing a fucking helmet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, you stole it.
Beat you to it.
I was going to say, if like Cornboy put a little helmet on me, he buttoned up my chin strap, pat me on the head, and said, go have fun now.
Here's a coloring book, Steven. So, little glimpse. So, what G-Con is, essentially, it's an online event. It's a big unveil of the new wave.
Not for us online, though. We're there.
There, in your fucking faces.
We smelled the farts.
We smelled the farts. So, Thursday, prior, when we were driving down there, they held an intern for a day. Had a lot of people come in, did a lot of very cool things, got to see a sculpt, got to paint, got to be, again, kind of part of that for a day. So, we get there Thursday night, we roll in, and I shit you not, as shitty as that hotel was, there was this glowing beam of light that was shining directly down on the face of the beautiful angel that is Joe Russo. So, spoke with him, and there was other people there, no idea who they were, because I was just enamored it was Joe Russo.
Is that Tom Cruise? No.
Oh.
Better.
Could be.
I was like, is that Tom Cruise? No, better. He's taller.
His teeth are straighter.
So, we talk, and he says, hey, man, where are you guys watching the live stream tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm like, well, we're actually going to be in the studio for it.
And then no big deal.
I get about an 8-second, like, look at me go. I'm the fucking man. And he goes, oh, us too. And I was
yeah.
like,
yeah, totally deflated.
Totally deflated.
I was like, what the fuck?
Popped
you guys
my balloon.
Are going? You guys?
Right. Man, you I guys. Get that you're gloriously beautiful, but still. So.
Beauty ain't all, man.
So we, so they set up, they invited all the interns to be there as well. They set up in the warehouse an impromptu huge projector screen, all this stuff, so they could watch it live. And it's 60 feet or so down a hallway. It's a little walk, right?
Yeah. I got
and
tired.
So we get in there and do our COVID stuff, get in. Cornboy says, hey, let me give you guys a quick tour. Jeremy Gerard says, no, we're starting. Like, put his foot down, right?
He's very forceful.
And he goes, hey, sorry about that. I said, okay, we're going to go. Where are you going? We're going to go down to the room with the projector. No, you guys are in here. Fuck you, Joe Russo! So
Of course we are.
So we sit down, and it's the Horsemen and their crew, and their crew is phenomenal. And us. It's the Four Horsemen crew and us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah.
So we go into it like being excited to watch it as on the projector in the warehouse. Then we get to watch it in the room with them. Well, then we're not 6 minutes in to the first reveal, and who do they freaking call up there? Dum-Dum Dugan himself to come read some shit. So Travis goes up there and reads the first reveal, and it's so the name of the character, 19 letters, it's A's, Z's, and R's. That's it. That's all that's in there.
I love it.
So Travis drops, you know, the
what are you fucking doing? I'm not even watching it, and I know it's A's or Z's.
Right.
Because it it's the two fucking demons combined. One's Azer, one's Zazer. You put them together, yellow and blue makes green. You got Azer Zazer. And he's like,
isn't it Aza Hazar?
It is Aza Hazar.
Well, so, whatever.
Fuck you, Steve.
It was. Right, I'll tell you what it was not.
I was close.
It was not. Right
to the boat ass.
Right to the boat ass.
So...
It was not.
So
Travis is just coming.
It was awesome. Absolutely
dude,
awesome.
He got called me up there. What was I supposed to do?
Travis reads it, and I, all of a sudden I watch this come out, and it lands right in Treadway's beard.
What's so good is as soon as they called him up, Treadway is a nice guy.
Treadway's a straight-up good dude.
You know, I don't think...
One of the best.
I think he would give a lot of things away to people that are missing limbs. Without even think about it.
Oh, yeah.
He's that kind of guy.
He's opposite of you.
Yeah. And even when they said, let's have Travis come up and read that, he had that little smirk like, what, this guy's a dumbass.
Yep.
You know, I was like, I can see it. Just a little corner of his mouth. I'm like, yeah, you know.
Yep.
You know.
I hate to say this, but like, I felt like Eric really liked me and us.
Yeah.
Okay. And we know Cornboy does. Like, right. We know that. Like, Cornboy's like.
Oh, if it wasn't for COVID, he would have made sweet, sweet love to each and every one.
We'd be in bed together.
Oh, yeah. Try to
be
a big bed.
I'm like, God, this dude really likes us.
Yeah.
He does.
He likes us. He really likes us.
I was just surprised that anybody liked us. And I'm like,
very true.
Man, wow.
But then, not to fast forward a little bit, but then I saw him talking to anyone and everyone. Yeah. And guess what?
He likes everyone.
Yeah. He's just a really nice guy.
He's nice to everyone. Yeah. Like, nothing's. Yeah.
Yep. I think it is a fair assumption, though, that I am by far Jim's favorite.
What do you mean after you called him a dick face?
I didn't call him a dick face.
He said he has resting dick face.
I said he had a resting dick face. That's different. That's like, honey, I didn't call you a bitch. I said you were being a bitch.
You know? That worked out real well for me once.
Right. Right. So, but it healed up well.
Yeah.
Your stab wound.
Yeah,
that's okay. Cool. So Travis goes, so immediately we're like, holy shit, that's so cool that Travis got called up there. And then we're like, okay, we're watching. And then Coreboy's like, hey, I'm going to call in a special guest host for a minute from the wife to compete, come up here. And I'm like, you know what I mean?
Actually, he said, I got to go pee.
He didn't say pee. He said, I got to go. Or I got to take care of something.
Regardless.
He alluded to the fact that he had to use the bathroom. And I was like, okay, well, my window's my window.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to take it.
So I slid in, and I did some shit. It was fine.
All right. So I'm going to say something here.
Say it.
I fucking hate Pete. But I have to say that.
Seriously, I truly hope he dies in a burning building. But that being said.
He gets up there. Pete sits down, and he owns the show half hour.
Owned it.
You know, and yep, I'm the host of this show, but I couldn't have done that.
No.
It's not.
None of us could have done that.
That's the only reason we keep him on the show is for shit like that.
Because and this nice studio we're in. I mean,
well, that's Amanda now. It's not him. So fuck you. Know,
she hasn't
matter.
Paid her first. She hasn't paid rent yet. I'm still me. So, sincerely though, what a cool opportunity.
Oh my
the fact
god,
that,
dude.
You know, and then everybody got a chance to go up and sit because they were like, "Wow, we did it for Pete. We probably should let these other miscreants."
Yeah, Emma Bickman went on there.
Yep.
He was like.
Oh, crushing it.
Like the way Treadway was talking with him, it was just like he was in, they were like equal fans. Oh, and like,
yeah.
I was just like, look at this love fest.
Like, their conversation, it was like nobody else was in the room.
Yeah.
There was no live stream. It was two incredibly talented guys talking to an incredibly talented guy.
When you hear Emil's his accent and the way he talks, how do you not just stare at him and love him?
And his singing voice and his dancing feet.
Oh,
his,
man. The guy's the total package.
Thick, veiny arms.
So everybody got their chance to get on and do something, which was absolutely awesome.
Can I just say that I'll tell you.
Did
guys,
Wealthy Nate get on?
No, Nate.
Fuck Wealthy Nate.
They didn't?
Nah.
Money can't buy everything, but Nate. It can't buy you love. He's back in his 8,000 square foot home in one of the 9 bedrooms crying.
And then he realizes he doesn't know where he is in the house. Have I ever been in this room?
Honey, I'm lost again.
I don't even think I've been in this room before.
Send our illegal minority to come find me.
Okay, let me ask you guys this. Nate had that big, beautiful house.
Yeah.
Okay. All those rooms.
Yeah.
He's hiding his toys in, a
in the furnace room.
In the furnace room.
I mean, just room after room and just this beautiful home. And yeah. Like, he's like, come this way.
He's got
and, like,
4 square foot to put 80 figures in.
We had to put, like, we had to open up the crawl space and, like, crawl underneath the heater vent to get to his toy room.
Like, are all your kids going to live here forever? You can't have a
you need
have
to kick one of these assholes out.
I will tell you guys, there was that whole experience. There was being on, sitting with them treating us like family.
Oh, dude.
I mean, they treated us like we were part of that. We were part of the
fourth horseman. We're the fourth horseman.
Yeah. I still will say, watching how happy that made you guys, to me, was like heaven. That, like, it's just amazing.
That was the same from my point of view, too. And like, when all you guys were up there, I was like looking up and going, aw. So proud.
It's like watching your kid get the honor roll.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, my
yeah.
kids don't because they're all adults. But then,
it's like watching your kid get laid.
Yeah. That's weird. And then that's exactly why we introduced him as Trap the Pervert. So, that's why that happens.
I guess I don't really want to watch my kid get laid.
No, probably not. No.
But when he does, I'll give him a high five.
Mid-coitus.
Did you turn tuck, son?
Man, we taught Ian Mito some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I will also say, too, people have accused us before of being defenders of the horsemen.
Right.
I will fucking die on a sword.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I would die on a sword. They literally... And all of them, the whole family. I mean, they just treated us. I felt so special.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It just was amazing.
Yeah. So obviously, you've got Cornboy, you've got Eric Treadaway, and you've got Jim, right? The four horsemen, the guys that have been together the longest. And you've got Sherry the painter. Mm. Cameron's also a painter. Mm-hmm. You've got Bill Mancuso. Mm. You've got Vesapolo. Chris Gowrich, right?
You shouldn't be doing this because you're going to miss somebody.
I don't think so.
I think I got everybody.
Pretty good.
You might.
I think that's ever. They were
Jeremy
all amazing.
Jeremy Girard?
Every one of them.
Jeremy Girard.
Yep.
I mean, that's. I think that
shooter.
Is,
obviously, they use 1.6 shooter.
Oh, 1.6.
But I mean, actually, full time employees of the horsemen, you know?
Yeah.
Of course, Nate Baird were there with his awesome wife.
Oh, yeah, Nate.
You know? Yeah. So you had the inner circle.
Who's more perfect, Nate or Emil?
Shit! Strong or Barch?
Barch.
No, I'm Nate Barch.
Yeah. Barch
versus Emil. Like, which one?
I would have to see them naked. Baby oil wrestle.
So accent.
I want to see that anyway.
Accent goes to Emil. Strong jawline goes to Nate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you look at him, you're like, this guy's a
good looking dude.
He's always got this look like.
Yeah. He just kind of commands. Good, he's got that presence where you're like walking, you're like, that's a cool guy.
Yeah.
You know? Like, most people.
If I hang out with him, I'm going to be cooler.
Right. And so you have this inner circle that is the horsemen, obviously the three that have been together forever. Then you've got this next circle of everybody else that's working for them full time. Then you've got this next circle of all those talented people that are contributing to what they're doing. And then on the outer circle, you have everybody else. And yes, it's different layers of circles, but it's all part of this whole thing. And it was amazing.
Well, ish
and
too.
I will tell you, is another one.
Which I think I was calling him Izzy. Like that whole day.
Well, there.
I don't know if he goes by that name. Does he go by Izzy?
Is well, there's an
he goes
is.
By is
there's an is and an ish, isn't there? Aren't there two? Aren't those two separate people?
Oh,
I'm glad I'm not trying to figure this out. They're gonna be like, "What the fuck?"
I don't think so, because they called him Is the Wiz.
Yeah, it's Is.
Okay.
Yep.
Either way, it was again amazing.
Yeah, it was one of those things where you kind of like stand back, and I kind of had to downplay this to my wife because it really was one of the greatest moments of my life.
I didn't downplay it at all. When I banged her the next day, I made her call me the fourth horseman. So
yeah, when I banged Courtney, I got done, I go, not as good as G-Con.
She's like, well, at least there's one thing that starts with a G that you can find. So we do.
We barely
the show,
found it, by the way.
And we can't. We cannot forget sitting on the couch. Just me and Cornboy, you know, hanging out with CB. What I do,
yeah.
You know,
just chilling next.
And he kind of looks over and he goes, "You're gonna close the show out, right?" And I played it cool. I was like, I was trying to find my trapper keeper to hide my boner. I was like, I was in 10th grade all over again.
Wasn't there a pillow there?
You there was could not grab a pillow there.
Pull a Steve.
But now that I'm thinking about Steve's sister, I've got a boner again. So I'm like, yeah, of course I'll do that. I would love to do that. And he's playing it cool, you know.
Yeah.
So I got to go sit in the chair again, and that was just an absolute riot. And talking with everybody afterward and talking to them throughout, I got a chance to talk to each individual person for the most part. I didn't get a ton of time with Joe and Bill because they were kind of setting figures and doing their thing.
Oh, yeah. Those guys were working.
Oh, they were working. But I got a chance throughout the weekend to pin both those guys down and have conversations with them.
Yeah.
So,
and at one point, Cornboy says he grabs us all. It might have been when Jeremy was on, but he grabbed the three of us at least and said, because Jeremy was busy, and he says, let's go down and mingle with the fans.
Oh, jeez.
Now I'm thinking, okay, there might be one in there that knows us or something. You know, this isn't going to be.
Oh, I went down there with you guys.
Were you with us?
Yeah, I went down there. Yeah.
And so we follow Cornboy down the hallway, and we walk in there, and I just. Why are you? I didn't forget you.
Your beard wasn't straight enough. He was embarrassed to be seen with you.
I know we
get back to that room and straighten that beard, bitch.
I remember that we went somewhere when you were on because I was watching you on the screen in the other room.
We did go back down there. We were back down there again when he was on.
Okay, yes. So I just couldn't remember which one it was.
All right, I forgive you.
We go down there.
You know I'm going to take you back regardless.
I know. And he's like, and we walk in and people seem to like talking to us.
Goes, it's the guys from My Wife's Gonna Kill Me.
Yeah. And they're like, woo! And I'm like, who's this smoking hot chick? Turns out it was Wyatt Kohler. And so I talked with him a little bit.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Yeah, he's unbelievably hot.
And Anthony with his poncho and his magician hat, like a wizard from Noble Bear. I was like, this is so cool!
Fun time. A lot of people were surprised that I was as friendly as I was, and I just want to say that's what I'm like when I'm happy. All right? I'm a nice guy. When you put me in the right situation around people that I like and everything else, I'm, you know, fantastic.
when you're surrounded by the things you love?
Yeah.
I'll second that. Potu's nothing but a fun factory, so.
Yeah.
Somebody made that comment, too, like, hey, you know, I know some of you guys see Pete get deleted, and you like think this, but I had a Ryan hanging out with him. He's like, he's a nice guy.
Oh, we got to mention my female fans.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
I'd love to hear you mention them.
But
you can't because you don't know her name.
I want to let you know I'm pretty good with the ladies.
You are.
A
lady.
Tell us. Two, actually.
Two, yeah.
Yeah.
They told me that they really didn't want their names mentioned on the podcast. So they said, you know, my husband's real protective. We probably shouldn't talk about this, but then they whispered in my ear, I love you.
Holy fuck.
But the big difference is there wasn't one woman there who handed her phone to her husband and said, will you take our picture? And then posed with me for a photo. And she goes, I'll deny it, but you're my favorite. I was like, yeah, I know. Same thing my wife says. But so many cool people, man.
Patreon supporters.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of people just coming up and going, hey.
It was crazy.
Are we
moving into the toy show now?
No, let's not get there. Let's think. We had Patreon supporters at GCon.
Friday night, did dinner, which was lovely.
We almost went into a house. It was not the house.
We parked on a sideways hill across two white lines in between two vehicles.
Pete almost got in a fight with a dad.
What?
Inside
that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
You were staring.
I walked in before all of us and I said, hey, looking for a table. And I said, but...
Wait, for the record, you didn't walk in before us. You just cut in front of everybody and took
Well, because I was the one that took the time to make the phone call for the reservation, Jeremy.
I'm just making sure the story gets
told. Not everybody has curly beards and can't use the fucking phone, all
right? It's so funny. He loves it. The story has to be, like, right down, but as soon as you called him on it, he's, like, right in your shit. Yep. He got you.
Yep. I win.
Dick to be fair, I backed up on purpose.
Dick burp.
Like, go for it.
So I says, hey, I said, here's the deal. We're the party of seven. We actually have eight. I know it's going to be kind of tight. They said it was going to be tight with seven. And the guy's like, man, he goes, eight, I just don't think it's going to work. Like, I don't think you guys will be able to eat. Hold on a second. So he comes back around. He goes, hey, we've got a big table for you, but it's reserved at 8 o'clock, so you guys have to be out by 8. It's like 6:05.
Oh, yeah.
Like, did you see us? Do you think we wait when our food hits the table? We're good. Thank you so much. So they're going to set up the table. I am leaning on the counter and just staring, thinking about the fucking amazing day that we've had.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy, this heavy set guy with a fucking shaved head, is like, this isn't going to work. And it kind of catches my attention. And he starts
bitching.
I didn't
know he said something.
You didn't? Yeah.
No, I just thought you guys like made eye contact.
No,
it was weird.
And he goes, yeah, I'm definitely not going to sit here and eat with all these fucking people staring at me. And I kind of went, maybe I was staring at him, but I was just staring off into space.
Yeah. 1,000 yards there.
So I turned my head like this, like super deliberate, like to be an asshole. And was like, I said, sorry about that, sir. And I looked the other way and I stood really awkward looking the wrong direction. So then...
Well, Siri says you need to apologize.
Oh, well, fuck you, Siri.
He did. He said sorry, sir.
So then we go to go. We have to walk right by his table to get to our table. So we start walking, and I turned my entire body, and I walked backwards. So I wasn't looking at him as we passed the table. Fucker. I'm like, let's do this. He was a big guy, though. But he was old, so I figured I probably could take him. And we had numbers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, I mean, Swedes are notorious for keeping blades under their tongue. That's Swedish people, right? So. But.
Do you remember the name of that restaurant?
Maggie's?
Was it Maggie's? Yeah.
Yep.
Maggie's, yes, it was.
I had some good fucking macaroni and cheese balls.
Best meal we had.
Yep.
That was the best meal we had.
Yeah, those macaroni and cheese balls. Had I known they were that good, I just would have gotten four orders of those. But.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, you didn't need any more cheese, pop can shit.
It was like the size of a can.
It was kind of like he dumped out like a can of like refried beans or something.
Like Hormel chili. Yeah. And it stayed all congealed.
And it was just solid. Oh. And just went thoop like a cork.
It hurt.
Never broke down, nothing.
Hurt. I told Jeremy, I'm like, Jeremy, it hurts.
He did. I don't think you had even shit yet. No. You're just like, I don't want to.
I can't do it. It was bad. But I had those macaroni and cheese balls.
Yeah.
And I had mozzarella sticks. And I had a chicken and cheese quesadilla. That's what I had for dinner that night. I might as well have been doing fucking shots of Havarti.
Drinking,
you know
cement.
What I mean?
Snorting cheese.
Oh, rack of ribs.
Yeah, you had a
And I heard they were good.
Yeah, me and Travis are sitting there. And
we were so excited, too.
Yeah. It's like watching him eat these ribs. And I was like, I don't know if he's going to do it. Oh, yep, he's going to do it.
It was like the old 96er from the Great Outdoors.
Yeah, he nailed it.
I was pretty excited about trying those. And then I'm like, well, I guess I could suck on a bone.
Oh, you want some? Why didn't you just ask?
It's your food, you know. I just didn't think you'd be able to finish it.
Oh.
And we went back to the hotel.
It was a whole cow.
And, I didn't have an appetizer. I skipped the appetizer.
I had three appetizers.
I had appetizers every time I ate somewhere.
Me too.
Every time. Back at the hotel, we got drunk and had a fucking riot.
I went to bed.
There was like 30 of our people were in that freaking
lobby. I can't
believe
they just let us fucking hang out in that.
What the fuck? No one worked at that place.
They were behind open glass. They were like, fuck it.
There was like one guy who like argued with fucking tenants and that was it. I call them tenants because I swear to God they're living there.
Yeah. I need four sack lunches. I need to see a room key. I don't have my room key. It's in my room. Oh, so funny. I told him the story today. I'm like, she was like in this like muumuu with no bra.
Yeah.
And like neither one of her titties could decide which way they wanted to go. Shit was all crazy.
She didn't want to walk back to her room to get the room number. He's like, you've been here for a week.
Yeah, that's right, he did. You don't know your room number, you've been here for a week. He said that to her.
They were like gonna fight, man. It was kinda cool.
Absolutely cool hanging out with a bunch of people that love the same thing.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, unbelievable. Like, I like talking to people regardless, but when you're surrounded by people that all love the same thing,
it's a bunch of creative folk too, man.
Oh, really, yeah.
That was creativity really meter was off the charts.
It also, too, seemed, you know, because we're used to going to Comic-Cons, and you get, like, all kind of levels of people, of course.
Yeah.
But the weird thing about Mythic, didn't you kind of feel like everybody was just pretty good people, and not just good people, but, like, they probably have nice houses and, you know, don't beat their kids.
Right. Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, nobody was wealthy
respectful.
Nate. Nobody was up there with Nate.
But. I think there was some other wealthy Nate.
Oh, one 6 shooter's up there. One 6 shooter's no slouch.
Well, when Pete starts going through his box, Nate definitely wasn't the only wealthy person there.
Pete just had a little extra walking around money because he had a mission. He's tired of being Mythic Legion Poverty Pete. So
The Poxus wave, obviously we jumped a little bit past it, but we are going to talk about that for sure. Not on this episode, because this is more talking about the experience.
Right.
I will say, though, as they kept dropping that stuff, I was sitting there going, I was amazed.
Bomb after bomb.
Amazed.
Yeah, there's a few in that I will definitely have to get.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm thinking about that fucking horse.
It's
so beautiful.
Yeah. That horse, I mean, I love that female wizard.
Oh, yeah,
gray chick with the white hair, bluish gray.
There was too much. I still can't tell you what my favorite is. I can't, it won't be until I get them in hand.
I think mine would probably have to be
they dropped the bomb right at the beginning.
Right at the beginning,
came out swinging.
Yeah,
ding ding ding. Here we go.
Yeah,
that dragonborn though.
Ugh.
That dragonborn opens up so much.
Yeah.
That was them giving, sating the appetite, if you will, of everybody that wants a dragon, going, hey, look it, we can do it. We're just not doing it yet.
Yeah.
So now, I need 8 of those fucking things.
Now, when they were when he did took the blue wings and like did the mock up, I remember them saying, like, oh, you'll be able to do this. But then there was sort of like I don't think it's determined yet.
Yeah.
But then sounds I heard at the end, like, we're going to make that
they
happen.
They were already before G-Con was over scheming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think
how they were going to make
the
that happen.
The wings as they stand with that prototype.
Right. Who knows?
We shouldn't say anything, but
yeah.
I did notice that they were thinking.
They were
going to
have
adapters thinking
or something like that. So, yeah, these fucking creative types.
Ugh.
God damn it.
Ugh.
Love it.
It was awesome.
Yeah, my pants were tacky the entire fucking trip.
Mine were too. The backside,
yeah, just some PC.
I was
going
full
on.
Blown my, stuck. In my underwear.
Mine was like, tacky.
I pulled my underwear off at night and it
I
went.
In there. I had dried poop in my butt because none of my friends care about me. So, because I was in the bathroom at Legion's Con for 25 minutes waiting for somebody to bring me toilet paper.
I gotta say that when you see these. Figures in person, these prototypes that are, you know, painted in house, they're beautiful. They're, mm-hmm. you know, what you're seeing on your screen at home is not the same.
It's garbage. You know, 1/6 takes amazing photos of these figures.
Yep.
Absolutely amazing. He's an artist. But there really is still something about seeing them in person. And we've all said it for, I mean, how many waves?
Right.
I mean,
the pictures were the first trailer I lived in. The prototypes in hand, Nate Strong's house. So.
It's just crazy how that works.
Yeah.
It's just, there's so much more beautiful in person. Because
you can turn it and you get a little bit of, the light hits different.
It's the not, 3D it's, effect.
Yeah.
And it's static, you know? Yeah. I mean, Nate does take great photos, but 1/6 shooter takes these phenomenal photos, but it's one perspective.
Yeah.
Where you get every perspective, you know? And I had my grubby hands all over those fucking things.
I'm just thoroughly impressed by the paint jobs that Sherry and Cameron
crushed them.
And I was just like, wow.
And Cameron was even like giving you like tips, like talking about paint types and different things he's doing. Yeah. It wasn't like it was, no, we don't talk about this. Like he was proud of what he does. He was impressed by what you do. And you guys talked like two talented people and had conversation. Not every place would do that. You know what I mean? And that was just neat.
We also got a tour of the upstairs.
pretty cool.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
I had no idea that existed.
No, neither did I. Essentially, there's like three stories above the Horseman Studio. That's all a prop company. And it's not just, they don't just make props there, but they store props there and they rent out props there. And it's just props for days.
Yeah. They like had stuff from like SNL in there. And
And then it was pretty cool. We come downstairs. Jim's in his office. I kind of wander in there, start talking to Jim. Jim's like, hey, let me get you a chair. And we sit down, look each other face to face, man to man, and we talk about.
Jim says, fuck you, Steve.
We talk about the proper way to place a figure for sale for like a half an hour. Just debating back and forth.
Face and he won.
I don't know if you'd say that.
What do you mean a figure for sale? Like,
you know, like when you try to sell a figure, how do you put it on the table kind of thing, you know?
Like an eBay sale?
I don't think you probably catch the reference. So
I don't.
At PowerCon, he was helping
the backwards thing.
Yes.
That's what you're talking
about. And it was Jim that looked at him and said, "Hey, who's the fucking waterhead that's setting up toys in the booth?" He didn't say that because Jim's a nice guy.
I recall that. And then in the video, he was backwards and
Yeah.
And that's when they made up, and it was wonderful, and now they can sit down and chat. What did you guys really talk about?
It was awesome. I got to talk to Jim about how he kind of gotten, you know, into the toy industry and that sort of thing, and I'm not going to repeat the story because that would be boring, and it would be his story to tell that we'll ask him on the air someday, and it's going to be awesome.
And he will be back on the show because he really did enjoy that. He said that again to us.
Cornboy told me that I was a good addition to the show, and he meant it. That made me feel good.
Did it now?
Me and my straight fucking beard.
Straight beard.
Yeah.
All right.
The butthole's not straight.
Does that wrap up Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's wrap up Friday. They put Friday to bed like I went to bed at 9 o'clock and then woke up bright and early for Saturday, which was ToyCon New Jersey.
The day that we all slept in, so why'd you get up bright and early?
But I did. I did get up early because I didn't stay up and get drunk like you guys do.
It wasn't even so much the staying up and getting drunk. It was more the just hanging out and talking with people.
I didn't get that drunk.
Oh, I was.
You were drunk enough to wear Steve's clothes.
No, that was Saturday.
Was it?
I got drunk both nights. I was on vacation.
Hell yeah.
You guys have to remember, as soon as I take one sip, I can't run on calls anymore, so I don't drink that often. So I'm like, I was down there, shit, Steve even drove home from the bar Saturday night so I could have a couple of toddies.
They did.
So...
No, I mean, I did go back and hang out for a little while, but I did go to bed before everybody else, it seemed.
ToyCon was... Oh, wait, we went out to breakfast that day, right? What did we get?
Yep, IHOP.
Went to IHOP.
Oh, that's...
Nope, IHOP was Friday.
Yeah.
No, Saturday was the Taylor ham and cheese
day. Oh, yeah.
The best dessert for breakfast ever.
Oh, my God.
You should have seen Steve. His side of the table was, like, elevated because he was just munching on this cheesecake. Yeah, this raging, raging, throbbing manhood just bulging from this delicious cheesecake.
The dessert I had
cheesecake.
Was the best part, too.
Oh, my God. I like the Taylor ham and cheese
was
with
okay.
salt, pepper, ketchup. I liked
on an everything bagel.
I needed
on an everything
more.
Bagel. I liked it. But
I thought it was great.
And I was like, oh, that was fun.
You didn't get that, bitch. You got like a meat lovers
it
or something.
It was essentially the same fucking thing. it was called the heart attack or something like that. Yeah. Was it the heart attack? Yeah, I mean, it had, like, the Taylor ham, but it also had, like, sausage. And
yeah,
like,
I want that, bitch. I should have got that.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much the same thing, just with a little bit extra.
So apparently this is a New Jersey thing or an East Coast thing, this sandwich that we were trying that Cornboy recommended. I liked it, but then I had this plain-ass-looking cheesecake, and I freaking took a bite of that, and I was just...
You were so giddy.
Oh, my God.
He was, like,
so
almost
good.
Crying. He's
it's
like,
in Steve's top five for the weekend.
Yeah.
Cheesecake.
Oh, my
He was, like,
God.
In hysterics, like, laughing hysterically because it was so delicious.
It was so delicious. And then Boonstra's sitting across from me, and he has this Bavarian cream thing, and he's like, here, try this. And he gives me a hunk of that, and I put that in my mouth, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's just as... it was so
I feel good. Like I got then, screwed by choosing the cannoli.
Then I went over.
I like cannolis, too.
And ate it's half good, a Pete's brownie.
It was a big-ass brownie.
And it was a good brownie, but, man, I don't think nothing beats that the two things that were at our table. I was
fucking love Instagram.
It was wonderful. Anyways, from there, we head on to ToyCon, New Jersey.
Great toy show.
Yeah, pretty great big. Toy show. It's a very good toy show.
Yeah.
High-end stuff, low-end stuff, junk to sift through if you like
that.
Yeah,
they had digging
piles. There was a $4,000 Titus from Masters of the Universe in there in the box.
Wow.
I mean, if you wanted high-end...
$450 laser power He-Man.
That was naked with no accessories. I mean, there was some good stuff in there.
Hotspot from Ninja Turtles.
Was Hotspot in there?
Complete Hotspot. He was $1,000.
There was a Rotan from Rotan. Rotan wasn't Twistoid. It was the good one, I think. That's Rotan,
that would
right?
would be Rotan, yeah.
Yeah. I never in there for, I think he was asking $350 for it, and it had his weapon and everything. It just didn't have the little stand that he stands on, but he had a stand that worked, and I was like, oh, man, that's sweet. It's one of the three figures left I need to complete the vintage line. But
did you buy it?
I didn't buy it. But, yeah, so I mean, like, it was no slouch toy show.
Near perfect
if you're looking
condition,
for that sort of stuff.
Near perfect condition, My Pet Monster, but he had like 300 or something on it. So yeah, no.
It was a really nice toy show, that's for sure.
And those people that made those pins, man, I spent the most money on that fucking thing.
I bought some pins.
They had a bunch of Nintendo not even just Nintendo.
Video game inspired.
Yeah, video game inspired pins. They even had like Mario from the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, like in his pose, and it like said "Do the Mario" on it and shit. And I'm like, man, these guys are doing some deep cuts.
It was fun.
Good shit.
Finally got to meet Anthony Halseal.
Oh yeah, yeah.
In person. Awesome.
That's true.
Got to walk the toy show with him.
Sean Scavarna.
What are you looking? What?
You got to walk with him, but he got. I think did he pick you up?
He did.
Like he swung you around.
I got the first lock eyes. I got to him first, and I got the pickup swing around. My ribs still hurt hug. Absolutely amazing.
He's
so
he's
cool to meet that
too.
Bastard. Yeah, what a good dude.
Yeah, super cool.
Sean Scavarna.
Got to see Sean there. That was really cool.
He looks just like he does in pictures.
He does. He walked up to me with his mask on, and I was clueless, and then he pulled his mask down, and it registered. And I'm like, Sean!
How about the Four Horsemen's table?
Awesome.
I mean, you know, they're just sitting there with these some figures you can't even get anymore. $40.
Yeah.
I know. I missed out on Gadriel. Oh, she was there just before I got there.
I did too, yeah.
Just a
bunch. You should have gotten up with the butt crack of dawn like I did, Steve.
If you guys would have went inside instead of standing up there talking to everybody for so long, you probably would have got one. I just wanted to walk right past everybody.
Why did you say you guys? I mean, you could have walked past everyone, right?
I felt guilty. You guys made me feel guilty. I'm like, yep, I was going to walk by, do the walk and wave, and go in. But no, you guys got to be like, oh, hey, nice.
We were talking to fans.
I can't make you feel bad. Only you can make you feel bad.
Nikki videotaped us walking up.
That was fun.
That slow motion video with like that epic music and shit.
And it's just so perfect because like, you know, Emil and Boonster were with us and Nate, I think. And as soon as they got off screen, like the music, it was just the four of us. The music like went, you know, just, oh my
God. It ramped up. That was fun.
So
can
good.
Can we
she's
take
so
a step,
wonderful.
Oh, she's awesome. Can we take a step back 2 minutes? Because we go to pull in. I'm just fucking spam. Taylor Ham, spam. We go to pull in, and the parking lot is chocked full. People are making their own spots. So this dude points to us, and he goes, take my spot. Ryan Davis, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, take my spot. So we pull up and wait. He pulls out of his spot as we pull in, window down. My wife is going to kill me, motherfucker, out the window. We slide into the spot. Ugh. Well, Nate and 1-6 Shooter were in 1-6 Jeep, and they were following him out to take his spot. We slid in and took it. And I was so excited, I turned the van off.
He did. Left the van run all damn day.
The van ran for 5 hours out in the parking lot.
In the parking lot. Unlocked.
But me and Peter
walked. Oh, was it? Okay.
Me and Peter walking out there, like right next to each other. We're looking. And I go, man, who came out here and fucking turned? And you're just like, you just have this look on your face like, oh.
I thought I must have bumped the remote start.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, so it's been less than 20 minutes. And then we get in, and on the dash it says key fob. I was left the vehicle, and I went. So I put my foot on the brake, and I turned, and the shifter moved. Well, the shifter doesn't move if it's a remote start.
You have to get in, hit the brake, power it on. It shuts down, then powers back up. So when the shifter moved, I knew I'd fucking left it on all day.
It was nice and warm when we got in there.
It was warm. It was warm. And we didn't burn barely any gas.
That's true.
So
one of the best booths I saw was Big Boy Collectibles. Nice booth. Nice booth. I bought a. I got a Ram Man from him.
Did you need a Ram Man?
Yeah. I have a Ram Man, but I wanted another Ram Man Mint on Card.
Oh, you got a Mint on Card one?
Yeah.
Like a classics or like a vintage?
I don't even know what you got.
Origins.
I.
Yeah, not a real
Ram Man. I'm like vintage?
No. But really great booth. He had a huge selection. Cool guy. Got his website. Check it out. BigBoyCollectibles.com. Jose hooked me up.
Awesome. Good deal. Sweet, buddy.
Only thing I bought there was the custom and those heads from... It is Stefan De La Torre, right? Not Steven?
I don't know why you're asking me. I can't pronounce shit.
Everyone calls him Steph.
I call him Detour.
And that's what I thought. So I'm assuming it's Stefan. But yeah, so Steph De La Torre had an awesome custom, had some awesome heads. And I bought those, and I was super excited because I'm like, what a fucking way to start off my buying weekend.
Oh, yeah. I picked up some stuff from him as well. I actually have some in front of me. I got this badass giant
God
squid friggin' octopus hammer shit.
That is so cool.
Feels like you could
actually kill someone.
Kill a mouse with it.
In Walter's hotel room.
Poor Walter.
If it wasn't that, it was a cockroach. If it wasn't that, it
pills.
Was
cool. Bleach. Yeah. I picked up his, and I should have brought it. I was going to bring it, but I picked up his bow and arrow set.
Oh, yeah.
Like ogre size bow and arrow set, and I painted that already, and it really looks cool.
You freaking got home that night, started painting.
I did. I've been going crazy.
That was why Courtney got out of her nice outfit.
Put her sweatpants
on. She was like, I'm going to go paint.
And then she got her boyfriend out of the closet.
More swords.
Those are amazing swords.
Some shields. Really like the way he does this elastic strap on the shields. Makes it work really good. I haven't got these painted yet, but I am on it. Bought those. He was set up there, and then I also saw him the next day.
Yeah, I think that was smart of him. I bet he made bank that first day. All Legions people there showing up.
And he was the only guy.
He's the only guy set up. Oh, I bet he made bank.
He had a great display of his personal customs, too. Well, he was selling.
Yeah.
Wasn't he? Yeah, he had, but they were his ones he
just
made.
Just a good dude.
He's
too.
Super friendly, super nice. Gosh. Can't say enough.
No.
So we wrapped that day up.
Partied.
Yep. Then we partied that night.
Got drunk.
I went to bed.
We went to Walter's party at Mother's.
Walter
didn't make it to.
30 people there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At least.
Easy. Bullshit. Yeah, because there was in our group, there was 12 or whatever. Yeah,
I bet there was 40 to 50 people.
Food there was all right.
Yeah, drinks were good.
It was bar food, but I'll tell you, a little bit different.
The venue was great.
The venue was great. The
venue was amazing.
Yeah.
Food was it wasn't no Maggie's.
No. But
we never would have gotten we would never have gotten 50 people to sit together in Maggie's.
No, I'm not complaining.
No, but that was the big difference is they had the atmosphere.
And it was close.
Our server was nice.
Oh, yeah.
Kayla? Oh, yeah, she was a peach.
Yeah. Nice. So Kayla or Caitlin. Or
and by now, Kayla. By now we're at Maggie's. We've added Len and Cookie to the group.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So that was cool.
Yep.
Jeremy's, Patrick Boyle.
Jeremy Gerard and
Patrick
Jacob.
Comes out with us.
Yep.
So
I still don't know what Jeremy was thinking. Jeremy's like, hey, my kid's going to sit with you. He sits his kid across from me and Boonstra. And I'm like,
two of the horriblest people you ever want your kid to be near.
And I'm like two drinks in. Yeah. Like, I'm like, man, I really got to be good here. And I don't want to be good. I want to be bad. it was awesome, though. I just being able to like mingle. And, you know, we're like Ryan Gonzalez and
his wife, Amber, both amazing people.
So many good people.
Frank Lima, his wife, Anna, absolutely awesome.
The Ohio boys.
Jeremy. Yep.
Michael Casper and Brad.
Yep.
Jeremy did talk to me the next day, and he said that on the ride home, his son said, Batman took me into the bathroom and tried to get me to take my shirt off.
Yeah.
Flex your muscles, kid.
I'd seen Anthony and Len, and I mean, Cookie, we've been talking to these guys for...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you especially, obviously, with the Wolfgang connections, but I, we really have been communicating with these guys for 3+ years, you know, right. And to finally be able to sit down across the table or, you know, hang out and mingle and just so enjoy that fun part of it. I mean, just is such a cool, cool experience.
Cookie was hilarious. I'm like, man, I like Cookie. Emil again, he's sitting there. He doesn't understand why there would be macaroni on a burger. And we're like, this is America. We do shit like this. So, and it was just confusing.
He tried his first macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. It was
interesting.
Len told me that he's worried about his best friend moving to Michigan. He's terrified that Cookie is going to leave him and move to Michigan.
Hey, Cookie, there's plenty of room for you in the mitten, homie.
Cookie, we got you.
Cookie's got you. Good shit, man.
Oh, such a good dude.
And what's funny is it was like there was no surprises.
No, everybody was great.
We just all assumed they were going to be good people based on our interactions, and they were all great people. Like, it was super fun, man. But, yeah, moving into Sunday, Legion's Con itself, they're bright and early.
Sunday?
What?
We got up and rolled. We got there at 7 in the morning, remember?
Yeah. At the place. Okay. Yep.
Steve had to get set up.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Saturday night, Russ and Mochu Joe joined us as well.
Oh, right. Yep.
Oh, they got right. into yep. town.
Which Retro Rags was represented very well there. Shirts, I imagine, sold well. I think they sold a ton of Mockmaster cases.
Yeah.
Well, they did. The vendors were snatching them up from the toy.
Perfect. Con. Yeah, perfect. You know, so, I mean, that was a fun experience. I mean, just even if you think about that, I mean, there was a lot of people from our, you know, crew here.
We
represented.
Yeah.
We represented the Midwest hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
Well, like I said, you know, and Frank and Anna are from Chicago.
Yep.
You know, which is, I mean, doesn't get much more Midwest than Chi-Town.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
There was a couple of a father-son, too, that was there for intern for the day, and unfortunately, I can't remember their names.
Tom and Tommy.
Gotcha. Yep.
Tom and Tommy were there.
Oh, yeah. I believe I talked to them.
Yeah, Michigan people. You know.
Yes, I did talk to them for sure.
Yep. They were like Ann Arbor-ish, if I remember
correctly. Super nice.
Yeah, Nate said he walked by him, and since he had like a state shirt on or something like that. He's like, yeah, go green or something. And then he was like, hey, wait, whoa. He started talking, hey, I'm from Michigan. Yeah. No shit.
So Legion's gone.
Yeah.
Shit, man. Heavy fucking hitter after heavy fucking hitter. It was Bo fucking Nanza in there, man.
The amount of talent in that room was insane. I was like, if I'm going to buy one fucking custom, I give myself one custom to buy, I couldn't do it.
No.
Because there's too much cool shit through that.
That's why you buy six.
Yeah.
Not only was there talent in there was talent appreciating other talent.
No, right, yeah.
No one's snobby. Huge. No one's stuck up. Everybody's just like in awe of each other.
Well, that's I don't want to say cool. that.
What? Well,
Eric Miller is a pretty stuck up snob not selling me a damn thing. Kai's next to him, same thing. Wouldn't sell me nothing, that rotten son of a bitch.
Eric had my favorite table. Hey, he did. Eric Miller he's like next level.
I don't think I could pick a favorite table.
It was very hard, but I Eric had some stuff. Frankenberry.
Somehow I fucking missed that. I saw the pictures, but I was like, I walked through that whole place.
For some reason, that Frankenberry to me, like it, and it's probably how he displayed it.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, it's beautiful. It's an amazing piece, but. Everything about it, you know, having all the little cereal boxes.
Holding a skull full of the cereal in his hand.
He takes a figure and does his thing, customized, beautiful painter. I mean, he's maybe the best. I don't know.
Yep.
And he sits there and then he puts it in a pose and puts it in a little diorama and then puts a little glass over it. And by the time you look at it, it's a high detailed statue that's beautiful in a little thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it looks like you're looking at art. It transcends figure anymore.
It's his presentation was fucking over the top.
Well, and let me say this too. You know, I'm saying that he had my favorite table. Every table belonged. I know, Steve, you had said you were worried about not belonging, you know.
Yeah, I was worried I wasn't going to.
And you were bottom of the barrel.
So. I know.
No, you killed it, Steve. Your stuff looked great.
Absolutely.
But everybody's stuff was great. Like, every table I walk past, I'm like, yep, amazing.
Right.
Yep, amazing.
Fucking Stevie sold like 50 heads, 50 painted heads.
Wow, Stevie.
That's fucking incredible, man. That's amazing.
I was pretty surprised.
And a figure.
And a figure. And
I did sell a figure.
And even though you didn't want to.
I didn't want to sell it. But
there was a lot of that going really around. Wanted. Eric Miller.
You know what's funny is they bought that head, or they bought the figure. They bought the Redeemer.
Yep.
And part of my God's Fire thing, and so they buy that figure from me. I didn't want to sell it. I'm like, it's going to be expensive. They're like, give me a price. I gave them the price. They gave me the cash. I'm like, okay. So then they go away for a while, and then they come back and they buy the same head, but the same head was on my rack. And they're like, I want this. I'm like, you just bought the Redeemer. You have that head. And they're like, well, they just put, Clavius. They just put Clavius out, and I want this head to go on Clavius.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, you just bought two of the same head.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool.
The funniest part is there was three people there that had a full painted set of God's Fire, Steve's creation. His was the third best.
mine was lame. So.
No, Steve, yours was great. The other guys were good too, though.
Lou Torres,
he's got some great stuff.
Does he?
He had some great
That's
stuff.
Weird.
And this is where I'm getting into danger zone because I'm mentioning names and then not.
No, it's so hard.
We will not be able to mention everybody. Everybody deserves a shout out. We're going to forget some. We do apologize for that, but I don't want to not mention some names just because I can't remember everybody.
And I'm going to make it a big old excuse, but it's a true excuse. I never walked the whole show.
Yeah, I feel bad for
how
that.
How could you?
I know, but dude, I feel bad have for time that.
To. You were fucking selling, and then, dude, you had the fucking Horseman and Birch and all these guys coming up telling you how fucking great you were. Like, that was cool, man.
I do feel bad for that. I should have made it so you could do that at least once.
I did. So well, go do your thing twice.
Okay.
He did.
It's hard when you're selling.
He did
though.
Watch my table.
But he'd only get 10 feet before somebody'd stop him.
Yeah.
You know, he'd get 5 more feet, somebody'd stop him. Then he'd run so he didn't pee his pants.
I got to Nikki's table because she was right on the way back from the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like first, like when I went to the bathroom through that little eatery thing. And then I come out, she was right there. And I'm like, oh, there's Nikki. I'm going to hit her table. Bought a cool
Nikki.
Panther head from her to put on.
Super cool one.
A growling.
Yeah,
panther.
It's cool.
Bought that from
she
her.
Has some nice stuff.
Yeah.
She's really nice too.
And there's so much more I wanted to buy.
Yeah.
I want my box. Would you slide my box? I want to pull these things out. I'm so fucking excited.
I wanted to buy. There was more I wanted to buy from the Horseman than I didn't buy.
I bought from the Horseman.
I did buy from the Horseman, but I didn't buy enough.
I should have, with the prices they had, even just to flip, I really should have bought more stuff. But it was weird. I had this weird, like, wanting other people to get these figures because I have a ton, obviously, you know. And so, like, I had this kind of like, dude, you should not be going over there and buying that stuff. I'm stupid. Now I'm thinking back. Just fucking dumb.
Yeah, because they took stuff home.
I got my Clavius.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Do you need a Redeemer head?
What?
You need a Redeemer head for that?
Yeah, but I won't pay your prices. I got a Lord of the Terrace.
I will say that, too. Prices were good. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a few figures I wanted, you know, that they were just a little bit out of my price range, but worth what the people were asking.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, man, their prices. I mean, Steve, you were $30 a head, right?
For a standard head, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to me, that's cheap. It's cheap.
Well, and when
paint
he said
it.
That,
yeah. Paint it.
Yeah,
paint
when
it.
He said that to people, they're like, "Really?
Yeah,
yeah." They were
boom.
They were $15 unpainted.
You know? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, I.
Len, I didn't get the chance at the show to talk to Len as much as I wanted because Len was busy.
Len was. Oh, I barely talked to Len at the show.
Yeah,
and when I did, somebody would come out to him, and he would. They would take him away. So
yeah.
It sucked. I actually called Len last night and talked to him for, I don't know, at least an hour, I would say.
Yeah.
Just because I really, you know, one of the reasons I called him was because I didn't get a chance to talk to him at
yeah.
the show.
And yeah. And that's one thing I kind of regret is not getting to spend more time with some of the people that I really would have liked to have.
Just sit down one-on-one.
Yeah,
for a while
you know,
or
and
whatever.
Have that kind of conversation. Yeah. And Eric LeBron, I mean, he was right across from you.
Oh, dude, I got a chance to talk with him a couple of times.
Yeah.
What a
yeah.
dude.
Cool
smart
dude.
Smart dude. Intelligent. And
super
just,
talented.
I liked him. I mean, there wasn't anybody I didn't.
That's right. So Jennifer asked that on one of my posts. One guy, but Jennifer asked me on one of the posts. She said, "Was anybody a dick?" And I'm like,
"You said Steve."
No. There was not a single dick in that building.
I said it on the ride home. I was the biggest asshole there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And people loved you.
Yeah. They unloved me.
Yeah. It was.
There was two people like, "Will you have my baby?" I'm like, what?
What night did we see Rich? Rampage. Was that?
That was the last. Oh, after
was that the last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. But he was at the show. He came in there, talked to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Burial Park fucking video, his band.
Yeah.
Oh. That was sweet, man.
Yeah. Cool,
that was super good.
That was crazy to see that. And I'm like, yeah, just talk to that guy. And he looks like it's like a professional.
It was a legit music video.
No, it, right. It certainly
what the
was.
Hell.
I will say, too, a couple of people that I really enjoyed meeting because they've been with us for a long time. Jim Sargent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, he's local to that area, so it was his kind of thing.
I didn't get a chance to really talk with him, but I did get a chance to meet him.
Well, it was hard. I mean, it literally, I've never, Jeremy's experienced this, okay? Jeremy's a rock star.
Jeremy is a rock star.
Yep. And don't get me wrong, Pete and I, in our little neighborhood, we are very well known.
Right.
Okay. It was a weird experience to have people walk up to you and ask you to sign things. That was weird.
Like a titty, right, Jeremy?
I did. I signed a tit. So, Tony, thanks for letting me sign your tit. Titty Tony.
Jeff Grinnell's.
Oh, yeah, Jeff.
Yep. Jeff was just super cool, and he brought us the original copy of
the drawing. Yeah.
And it was his son was Nolan, right?
I think so. Yep.
Got to meet him.
Yeah.
Travis Canning.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, it just kind of kept going, like of people that where you would have these conversations, and it was just really really cool to have the opportunity to do those kind of things.
Travis is Pete's whipping out customs now.
I'm just
he's whipping them out.
He's whipping and pulling them all out.
Whip it out.
Yeah.
You probably didn't buy one thing at Allegiance Con, did you?
No, Jeremy? I didn't actually.
Well, except for Sir Gerard.
Yeah, I bought Sir Gerard. Didn't
you? Huh? You got a shirt?
Yeah, I got a shirt. I got the glow in the dark shirt that the Motu Joe's Retro Rags. There we go.
Yep.
Jesus, great. Yeah, I got the exclusive shirt there. Which was nice. Cool design. Glows in the dark, and I like glow in the dark. Got to meet Joshua Van Pelt.
Only person I didn't talk to in that whole show.
Well, let me tell you, he's a goddamn sweetheart.
Oh, it sounds like that.
So awesome.
Well, I don't think you could get in the door if you weren't.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like, are you an asshole? No. In you come. But Josh was cool because he had the a prototype of the new Formo Toys Lords of Power figures. Let me hold them. Let me take pictures of them. Felt pretty good.
Yeah, no shit.
Steve, are you going to be in on that line or?
Probably,
yeah. It's kind of hard not to be.
How cool is that, dude?
That's what I'm saying.
Did you talk to him and be like, "Hey, can we talk to you on Podcasters?"
I don't think I even know. I was just busy talking with him.
Hey,
how you doing?
We're so horrible. For one, we didn't podcast from there. We didn't bring the podcast stuff.
Nope.
We didn't line up all these interviews that we could have lined up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, but I'll be honest, I don't care. It really was about going and hanging out and having fun.
I think it was nice not having that responsibility.
The experience.
Totally
agree. We had the experience.
And yes. I realized that I didn't take nearly many photos. I didn't do any of that. But I was like, I had such a blast. I didn't want to pick up my phone and do anything other than experience.
Yeah.
I wanted to be in the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I got to say thanks real quick. Do you guys remember I talked about this
on
one of the episodes where I was talking about where I don't need to be a completist.
You don't need the sword horse.
I don't need the sword horse mat. Even though I wanted it, I didn't get it, and it was no big deal.
The what?
Who hooked you up?
Joe. Joe Vessa Hottie Pants. He comes over, and he's like, hey, dude, and hands it to me, and he goes, "I listen."
That was the craziest part is to have these people up, and before I could even recognize them, they would say stuff. Joe did the same thing to me. He called me Lord.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, it's like, okay, you know, when I'm not in this booth recording or in the studio recording, no one calls me Lord. You know, yeah. I mean, it's not a thing. You know,
you're the only one in the studio that calls you Lord.
No, so. And so you know, just that sort of stuff that the people would say to you, and you just know right away they actually listen to this stupid shit.
Yeah,
and I gotta tell you, I'm gonna do my own little horn here, man. I had people coming up to me being like, Jeremy, you're a great addition to the show.
Oh yeah,
I really love it. And I'm like, it's not only Cornboy, like it's all these people.
You're the only one that ever doubted that.
Yeah. I still do.
We all knew.
But I appreciate everyone doing you that.
You're a great addition to the show, the way urine's a great addition to poop in a toilet. So
that was mean.
I love it.
Yeah. Wow. Jeez.
Well, I mean, he's calling us the poop, Steve.
That was supposed to be the point. Oh.
I mean, he's calling him urine, but he's
saying... I've always known that was the shit.
I got a couple things, too, I want to talk about real quick. I got a couple of the skeleton torsos from Len.
Those are hot.
Yeah, Steve.
I did not buy a fucking thing from Wolf King Customs. Not one.
Dude.
I went over there three times, had two or three piles going. He was talking to somebody else.
Yeah.
I'll circle back.
And yeah.
I just didn't. But I also was like, he had so much.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I can order from wolfking.com and still support him.
Yeah.
And
let's just say everything. It was just overwhelming through that whole place. There's just so much stuff. If you had thousands of dollars, it'd be great.
But, yeah.
Ooh.
I got the a dwarf head.
Oh, you did? That's from Anthony.
Yep, from Anthony. This is one out of all these, this line, this is probably one of my favorites. I really do like this one, and it's just a cool, he's got a cool little beard. Almost like an afro, I would say. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
It's a cool figure. Have you painted that one, Steve?
I have not painted this one.
Would you like to?
Well, I have one at home to paint.
Yay!
So.
Perfect. Pete brought up Noble Bear, and not only is that dude really nice to talk to and just a cool dude. Oh, his girlfriend was smoking hot, by
I
the
think
way.
His wife, but yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe
so. Okay. Well, good choice there, buddy.
Well done.
Yeah, I bought a few things from him, and I know Pete did too, but I'm on a little bit of a time crunch here, so I'm going to talk about these. Oh, my God. He told me, I haven't even opened this yet, he told me that he threw something in, and I'm really excited about checking that piece out. So, cool axe, cool swords.
Nice.
Yeah, just fun.
Sweet.
Yeah, and I agreed with Steve on this. I was big on buying these monster swords.
Yeah.
I just like these big old huge
oversized ridiculous swords.
Yeah.
That you don't put with Juno cuz she can't lift them.
Oh shoot. And
I was looking for a little knife for Juno the whole time. I'm like,
but couldn't find one, huh?
No, I couldn't find one that was
right over there.
No matter what I do, that cord's underneath my foot.
I thought that was a fun, I don't even know what kind
the
of
hell
weird
is
weapon.
Let me see that.
Yeah, I don't, it's a weird, just big old, and it really.
It's like a big flat thing with, like, looks like it'd kill somebody, which is, I think, the point.
And
it's like a paddle with spikes.
Yeah, this is like something that could be hot in the bedroom or murder someone.
And we will,
or both.
You know, we will post pictures of all this stuff too. I got a, from Nikki, I bought two heads. I bought a Fury Clan Orc, and this is a Saba. It's like a knife head.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those ones that you can stick the horns in.
Yeah, down at the chin level.
To give him,
kinda.
Like, tusks.
Yeah, and his helmet's smashed, so you could see, like, one. It's, you know, Nikki.
I went full Nate Strong. And Nikki's booth.
Yeah, and I don't blame you for that either. And then I bought one that this kind of reminds me of something you showed me earlier, Steve. But, it's kind of like a laughing skeletal face.
Yeah.
Probably a Saba as well would be my guess. I'm not sure if it's a my action figure customs are right from Saba.
It's pretty wicked. It almost looks like something from Evil Dead.
Yeah, it's kind of the vibe I got from it. Yeah. And I thought it was different, and that's why I
bought
only, it.
Only like more like legit, like Evil Dead would be like weird puppets.
But. Oh, yeah. I bought the big old lance from Detour.
Is that what he's got kicking over here, too?
Yep, that same lance. Yeah. And Steve had bought that and brought it on this show. And
I've seen it. I knew I'd seen it before.
Oh, yeah. And that to me was like super cool. He also had his really neat little shield that Steve or Pete just talked about. But I bought these two from Silva. I think, oh my gosh. Anyway, the Beast of the Mesozoic.
Yeah.
He had these little print, like, raptor heads.
Yeah, they look like, yeah.
Yep, that you can then put right on the birds from the Mythic Legions line, and or Gothitropolis or whatever they were at that time. But I really like those. Steve, is that something you'd be interested in painting? It's different.
It's different.
It is different. So I'll be looking for someone to paint that.
Maybe. We'll see.
Oh, I know a guy. Also did the same kind of thing Steve did. I got a huge, massive hammer.
That's a meat tenderizer.
You could kill someone with this.
It is a meat tenderizer.
Detour.
You can use that on a steak.
Yep. I got that sword shield set. I can't remember what it was called.
Same one I did, right?
Yep. And I got the down... I've seen this head before that he has done, but he had it on an ogre scale. Yeah, Peter. I'm not surprised you and I were buying the same things from him.
I got this shield from him because I just thought it was badass.
That's a super cool.
But this head from Steph Delatour.
Oh, I love that.
Let me see that.
How is it that you go to this and you miss stuff? Like,
dude, because those were gone. I'm taking Saturday. That with me. I bought the first one.
Screw you.
Look at this thing.
That thing is cool. I saw
Steph. You're the reason I bought it. You pointed at it. You're like, I'm trying to like figure out one more thing. And Steve's like, point at that. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, this thing just looks wicked.
Yeah, that's
and then I bought his wolf head as well.
I like that too.
Absolutely bad.
Oh, that wolf is sweet.
Here is the. I do have the bow that Steven was talking about.
Yeah, let me see that.
He gave me a painted one.
Wicked.
And it has an arrow, and it actually shoots. He was shooting it in the booth.
Yeah, he was shooting.
That's so good.
I really regret not buying more. It was so overwhelming, and the fact that what I was more interested in than shopping was talking to people.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of then made me miss out on a lot of really good stuff.
It was hard. Like, it was just a lot of input. It's, like, hard to reel yourself in.
Yeah. Steve, will you at least look at these and see if there's anything in there that you're you want to paint?
All right. So...
Yeah, we kind of figured. Don't forget them though. I should take a picture.
I have a lot of boxes that say Travis on them.
Oh yeah,
I don't know what the hell's in them anymore.
I got to bounce, guys, but I would say I am so thankful that I got to experience that with you guys.
It was very fun,
and it's another example of like this podcast. We do it because it's fun.
Sure,
that's the okay. Let's be honest. The only reason we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Something like an event like that, because we wouldn't have been there without the podcast.
It just made everything kind of real.
Yeah.
Like, we actually do reach people.
Yeah.
And, you know, play a role in their you know, maybe not daily lives, but at least in their lives.
Yeah.
And it's just nice. It's fun.
So good.
Lots of hugs.
Yeah. Just amazing.
All right. Well, I'm talking about my shit, so fuck off.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Noble Bear, my haul from Noble Bear. I could not pass this up.
Yeah.
That was just absolutely awesome axe with a skull and a feather, a kind of Aztec, to go along with this badass skull head.
Let me see that thing.
That is wicked.
Yeah. Absolutely awesome.
Wow, the layers on it are pretty. Man, that is wicked.
Isn't that sweet?
It's all feathery and.
I bought this kind of Hellboy head, and then I dropped it in the hotel room and broke a horn off, so Steve, you're going to have to. Make it whatever. So. And then this awesome elf head that I got, which I just thought was super cool.
Wow.
So.
Does it smell good?
That was it.
Smells like resin.
That was what I got from Noble Bear. I jumped in on the Vampire Hunter line that Von Burke Studios is doing. Brian Van Burke, so cool to meet that guy. And I got the female head with the Vampire Hunter mask.
Wow.
And then dual crossbows, which
that's pretty wicked.
Totally rad. Immortal Designs. I got these two badass shields that are painted and look amazing, which is, and the cool part is that's Immortal Designs logo on the shields.
Oh, yeah.
So, the one on the right, well, in your left hand, the purple and green. It has like a Beetlejuice vibe to it.
Oh, but what figure did you just get the other day?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what it's for. Scaphoid.
Scaphoid, yes. Yeah. I almost had
and
that.
And then Immortal Design threw this freaking head in as a little bonus, which I thought was super cool. So.
Oh yeah.
But
this is a really fun paint job here.
Yeah,
I like it. This green and purple.
Those are the two prominent colors when you're on acid.
Are they?
Yeah, it's almost like it outlines everything in like a purple and green.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I remember
fun.
When I was on acid.
Yeah, I remember those days back in my early 20s.
I wouldn't even drink NyQuil.
And I got a family.
I got one of the big-ass swords.
Love you, family.
As well from Steph De La Tour, along with the shield and the heads that I mentioned.
Do you have enough figures to put all this custom
not even,
stuff
not
on?
Even,
oh,
not
okay.
Even,
all right.
Not even close.
Okay.
Dude, I have 10 heads that already don't have figures.
Yeah.
Like, I'm way behind. Anthony Halseal made me a little dwarf miniature for D&D, and then he made a pig for it to ride on, which is even awesomer. And then he made me a staircase and a walkway for the guy to get up onto the pig. Absolutely awesome. This is a Lou Torres custom that I was able to get my hands on. And I have no idea who made the parts. I don't know anything about it other than it was totally badass and I had to have it.
Yeah, that's so pretty wicked too.
Red Demon, like bones coming through his skin.
Yeah, that's I like
just
that.
Just awesome.
I believe that's a Wolf King part.
Which one, the head or the torso?
The head.
I don't even know what the torso is.
Walter DeMarco's
torso
sculpt.
Okay.
No, the head.
Oh, the head. It's amazing. I'm super happy with it. I got this badass Dark Knight from Steph De La Tour, and I have no idea what it is, but it was amazing, and I had to have it.
There you go.
So, this is a Dennis Derby custom Silver Knight, Death Knight. Just awesome. Again, not sure what it is. Not sure what the platform is. It's just it was awesome, and I had to have it.
2.0 body. Badass custom shield.
That
I don't
shield
know where
is,
that comes
that sword
from.
Sword come out of there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a skull that holds a shield or holds a sword. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's lots of little skulls on that
shield.
That's a badass shield.
This is my Nikki Nicole custom Shadow Ecrodon body with a awesome painted multi-tusked elephant mastodon style head that I'm just in love with.
I love that. There's like six tusks coming out of that head.
It's just awesome. Beautifully painted, of course. This is a Jeremy Gerard custom. Mythic Customs, which I'm super happy with. Obviously, it is a Azar or Zazar.
Yeah.
With a, one of them. One of the demons, but Zazar. It has... do they come with pauldrons? Or those, is that from something else?
That looks, at a glance, like it is Torian, I think that's his name. The
And they just painted the Zazar striping on it or Azar striping on it or whatever?
Well, it might have been but it looks like he took the pauldrons and the waist piece off from the black what is that? Bullhead.
Yeah, Torian. You're
Torian.
Right.
That was right.
Yep.
I don't even know if he might have hit him with a little bit of a dry brushing going on there, and it looks like maybe a little bit of a wash. Looks like he brought out some, looks like he painted a little bit on this loincloth too, hit it with a wash. And definitely hit some dry brushing on this. If this is Zazar. A real Zazar body, which it probably is. Why wouldn't it be? He's using the head, so he had a body.
Right.
That'd be my guess.
It's awesome. I had to have it. I just thought it was super cool, so I picked that up as well. Of course, I got my Sir Gerard. I don't want to pick favorites because I do have so much great stuff, and I don't want to take anything away from any of the other artists that I purchased from. I mean, obviously, I purchased from you, so obviously, you know, I do support you. But there is one figure that I came home with that means more to me than any of them. And it's because it's an Emmy of Vickman. It was like I got a piece of him, you know. It's that amazing of a figure, and the fact that I have it in my collection, it will forever be a centerpiece and just a very proud piece to have in my collection. It was so amazing to meet him and the whole experience, and then to have this as mine was just an amazing thing.
You guys, we literally played Bohemian Rhapsody in the vehicle on the way there, and all of us were, it was like fucking Wayne's World.
Oh, dude, it was so good.
Only nobody was sick. Right. Or hungover or drunk or whatever.
If you're going to spew into this.
It was a great experience. That custom right there that Emil did, it's this nasty old skeleton with moss growing on his shield, an arrow stuck in his chest. Super duper cool.
Worthy of a dick burp.
Emil rocks. I also got an Emil Wickman custom.
Well, I did.
Totally.
That's bullshit.
One of.
Which one did you get?
You're becoming the new Pete.
I know.
Which one did you get?
Well, I could have.
Barian. It's a figure that me and him worked. It's a head that it's got a custom head that me and him worked
it's
on.
It's like the crazy enraged hobo.
Yes. One of the heads I designed and he brought to life and then painted and made a full custom out of it. And he was like, you know, here. So I'll cherish that forever. It's a beautiful part.
Thank you. That is the word.
And
cherish.
Yeah.
You know?
I rarely keep my own customs. I don't, but other people's customs, they mean something to me. And Emil now is like my Swedish brother.
Right.
So, yeah.
I can't wait to see him again. I can't wait to talk to him again.
I talked to him tonight.
It was amazing. We've been texting all day.
I actually talked. We call each other now. Getting pretty close.
That's pretty sweet. I was super excited. I was able to get so much cool stuff. This solidified for me that Mythic Legions is where I want to be.
Jeremy, still love you.
I know you do. I'm fine. Fine.
I'm not O-fucking-K. I introduced Jeremy to some pop punk emo screamo on the ride down there.
Yeah.
He in turn introduced me to show me your genitals. Your genitals. Show me your genitals. Your genitalia.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
I love that.
Yeah,
it was hilarious.
And how about some Steel Panther?
Steel Panther, you know what I mean? Yeah. So that was awesome. It was just a blast. And you know, at numerous points we're all conversating. At some points there's three separate conversations going on at the same time, and we laughed our fucking asses off. There's one point in the trip where I was laughing so hard I had to have Jeremy
take the wheel.
and we just, it was a blast. But we also got to know each other. You know, we did some serious dude stuff. I bet it was like, there was some of that stuff that was kind of like a fucking Day Chloris weekend, I bet. You know, those religious retreats where like all the men go and they find out about God. I felt like that. There was some serious stuff that we talked about, and
it was cool. Weird. We totally went from dick burp to
dick burp.
Yeah,
still good.
The real stuff.
Yeah, like right. deep fucking. Like I didn't expect that.
Like sudden, tears in our eyes. Deep.
Yeah,
conversation,
like Travis
man.
Is like.
Well, not me. I'm a man, but
Travis was like, "You're stone cold." Travis was just like, boom, drops some fucking questions, and we're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, well, everybody's answering. Here I go.
Yeah, dude. Just a true pleasure. And everybody that we met, I mean, going around Legions Con, you had Steven Table, and then you had Emil, and then you had a kind of Wolf King Customs.
Jeremy Gerard was in there.
Yep, Jeremy Gerard was right next to us.
Surprisingly, we haven't talked about too much.
I got one of his figures.
Oh, I know, but we just...
He had a ton of killer customs, but he also put together a hell of a cool show. Got to meet Joe Viteri, who is an amazing dude.
That's man, there's so many people. Right. I apologize.
Well, like I said, so going around the room. So, Gerard, you come... So then you've got 1-6 Shooter, and Nate Strong was there with him.
Yeah.
Next to him was Anthony House-Seal. Yeah. Then you had Patrick Boyle was right there, right? Joe Valaposo, and then Eric LeBron.
Vassapolo, but yes.
Vassapolo. Joe, I'm sorry, man. I'm never going to get that damn thing. I'm going to call you Joey V. All right? That's your new name, Joey V.
Joey V.
And then Eric LeBron on the end. And then, of course, you had Motu Joe and Russ Coulter. And then you had your buddy.
Josh Van Pelton.
Josh Van Pelton taking
just
up the end cap.
That's fine.
Josh Van Putin. So, Josh Van Pooter. The next row is the tough one for me because it's the row I got down the least. But Jerome Oberon was down there.
That's right. He was the one that had
the crystals.
Yeah,
yeah.
The crystals. Yeah.
And he was from France, living in Pennsylvania the last 5 years.
Yeah.
But
Plunderlings, I don't know who was running those.
I don't either. Chris Garrich was there. Billy Smithsonian with his Jesus Christ line.
Yes.
And Wyatt Kohler was helping him out with that.
I noticed he had a Boglin on his table, too. Word was that he actually worked on that
line. He did, yep. So, but on that back wall, you had the video game guy, Rob Benkall, who's working on the Mythic Legions, the Aerithyr game. I had Eric Miller, and I cannot remember the guy next to his name that had that awesome diorama. I said his last name earlier. Rissy?
Fuck.
That's going to piss me off now.
No.
Yeah, don't look at me. I have
no
worse with names.
He had a big beard. Out. He had the multi-tiered.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
It was like R-I-S-Z-E or something. And I had two conversations with a guy. He was super cool, and I totally shit the box on his name. I did ask him for a card or something so I could talk about it. He didn't have any, so shame on him. It's his fault. Kice. No, it was Kice. K-I-S-Z-E or something like that. Okay. Start with a K. Anyways, Eric Miller was on that back wall. The diorama people, is it Crashbox Customs?
Crashbox Customs.
Nikki Nicole Cheney was back there. Mm-hmm. Saba's booth, Planetary Dog Toys. Saba wasn't able to be there, but he was represented. Dennis Derby was right there.
Did you get Brian Burke?
I did not get Von Burke. I talked about him earlier, but nope, he was on that back wall next to the video game guys.
He was in between Riser.
Is
there like alien stuff, or is it like space stuff? Like somebody had some customs.
Did you pull up the map?
I did, but the names aren't there. It's just pictures. I know, or the logo. And
yeah. Damn it. All right. Well, that's not helpful.
Just know we left y'all.
Yeah, it was amazing. Lou Torres was on the backside of Anthony Houseel. Just great stuff. The whole day was great. The whole weekend was great. The trip to and from was great.
Emil got a lot of praise, and I'm really proud of that guy.
Yeah,
Emil deserves it. He's awesome.
The way that the horsemen were talking about his stuff and all that. I mean, sitting with him at dinner that night and just you could tell like all of a sudden everything from the weekend had just kind of like built up and man, you deserve all this attention, man. He had a good time. Fuck, man. We showed him how to put fucking syrup on French toast.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Oh, you're supposed to put something on here, right? Yeah. Syrup. Oh, syrup.
He's you know what I mean? Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Pete got him a fried Oreo.
Deep fried Oreos. Oh, yeah,
deep fried Oreo.
Man, it was a great. From the moment Emil came, that's when the fun began for me. The moment I picked him up at the plane, or when he got off the plane, and it was like, okay, from now on, it's vacation. It's fun time. And it was a ball, and I'm going to miss him.
We're I already do. Miss him. Yeah. Gave him a big old kiss before he left. And that was it. That's the last time I saw him. He texted me. That's cool, but he wrote lyrics to the Dick Burp song.
He did. He did. I guess we're probably wrapping this up, but I just want to say thanks to Jeremy Girard. You put on a hell of a show. You're going to do it again next year, I think. Yep. We're going to do it better.
Bigger, better.
And we're going to be there with you. And if you were ever on the fence or thought that this show is not worth it and you've listened to us and you know.
I mean, let me put it this way. I'm not like I love how the Legions look and I like it, but I'm not deep into it like you guys are. I don't know all the shit, but I got to tell you, this show, I was like, God damn it, I have to return.
I'm starting get the fever.
I'm it's not just it's more the vibe, the people, the horse, like everything. Everybody there was just it was golden.
I've never felt this the atmosphere, the feeling you get being there. I've never felt that at a show before. Show.
To me, PowerCon is they're pretty neck and neck because it's two different things, you know. Here's all these He-Man people who I've been talking to for years, but now here's all these people who listen to the podcast, and people who collect the Legions, like a big melting pot of people over here. So it's, I don't know. It's good to know that two coasts have, you know, have people I can hang with.
Yeah. So don't miss out next year.
Mm-mm, go.
If you can make it, you got to do it. We got to get there. And you'll see us there, and it'll be a blast.
It was cheap. Didn't cost that much to get in.
No.
No, and relatively it is. I mean, that way. I mean, we cheaped out because we drove.
Yeah.
And
that was fun. We got to pee every 20 minutes. So.
Right. Gosh, you guys are sissies.
Oh, it was bad. I was drinking a lot, though.
We're going to stop again?
I was like, no, I can hold it again. Boom, fucking traffic. Back up. Fucking traffic jam.
Yep. Wrapping up episode 232 of the My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast. Special G-Con / Toy-Con New Jersey / Legions Con / best hashtag weekend hashtag ever. Had a great time, great people. We hope that you guys heard your name and you know that you meant something to us. We hope if you didn't hear your name, please know you still meant something to us. We just are dumb and rude and don't care enough to do the right thing. So make sure you send us photos. If you guys took pictures of us, we'd love to share that around. Make sure you check out the support group. And if you're feeling froggy, why not? Go ahead and join that Patreon. Only it costs you a dollar. You can get 91 instant friends with our other Patreon people by just joining the club.
Or you can pay more than a dollar. We would love that.
That would work too. So, great time. Again, thank you to you guys for the whole trip. It really, the men made the trip. You know, it was the people that we surrounded ourselves with really made that an excellent experience. So, Stephen Bisciotti, the Lord, he's the host, co-host, Travis Bowles, who is gone, Jeremy DeWitt. I am Pete McCarthy, and until next time, a dick burp.